We're so glad you joined Cultivating Hearts today, and we are in the studio with three peeps. Just say your name real quickly.
Linnell.
Taylor.
Hannah.
Oh, I'm waiting for one more.
I went to sleep.
Oh, me too. I'm like, where's the rest of them? No, sorry about that. It's been an interesting taping. Let's just put it that way.
My name's Tara.
Yeah, there you go. I was waiting for Tara, and I'm Sandy. So I guess there were five of us. Well, we are in talking about creation and Genesis 1 through 2 through 4. And, you know, we have no excuse not to know when we look around. Our creation is our creator. He created all of this. He is a God that is unchangeable. He's trustworthy. He's powerful. You know, we see his love and his care, and, you know, he's a craftsman. He made beautiful things.
Mm. And you're a poet.
And you didn't know it.
No, you do know it. You do know how to write.
I do like to write poetry.
I know. I'm thinking maybe you should write something, because as you were reading, I'm thinking you got some really good.
I haven't written poetry there for a long time.
Oh, Sandy.
I know.
Let me breathe life into you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, in order to just move forward in this one, because some of our peeps need to get to class here in a second, so they won't be with us for the whole show, I'm going to have us go ahead, Sandy, and reference everybody. Please go back and listen to the other shows to hear us actually have a reading of the creation account. And for our purposes now, would you go ahead and do 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17?
I will, because I still have it open to that. Oops. All right, let me find it. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us to do.
Okay, that's the Living Translation.
It is the Living Translation.
I love it, because that's the one I'm using right now. I'm reading through as well, so I had it. When I was writing out, what are things that this tells us about the Bible? The whole Bible is what?
True.
Okay, and what else? What else does it tell us about the Bible? Where does it come from?
Inspired by God.
Okay, and what's it good for?
I'm waiting for you guys to jump right in there.
For teaching us and for correcting us, guiding us.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good. And it equips us to do what?
Whatever he has planned for us.
Yeah, all good works. It's so good. So in creation, we're told as God creates everything, he says it is good. And then here in 2 Timothy, we have it where he tells us all of scripture is good for equipping us to do God's good work. And so having read scripture, having taken the scripture in, having and allowing it to play a role in us, knowing the creation account, it allows God's truth, his plans, his purposes, his function, his character, all the things that we've been talking about to become a part of us so that we can give it. So the big question is, who needs the creation account? Who should we be telling the creation story to?
Everybody.
That's pretty broad, isn't it? It's pretty broad. And so thinking through that, it's really important. And being able to communicate scripture to people, especially when they're struggling through understanding maybe who they are, getting their identity. It always goes back. Our identity cannot be defined if we don't have a good identity of God. Mm-hmm. And so being able to establish that. So with that, I want us to go back to Genesis 1, and I want you guys just to list out everything that you can think of that God reveals to you about himself through the creation account, and everything that you could possibly come up with. And I'll just give you one of mine, because I have a pretty long list that I created. I wrote down, God enjoys communication. Mm-hmm. Like, as I go through and look at creation, and he said, and boom, there it is. I mean, God enjoys communication. And so it's important that we remember that and think through that when he speaks, things happen. Mm-hmm. And so his words, as scripture tells us in another place, does not return void. We can trust that when he speaks, that it has a plan and a purpose. What else does it teach you about God?
I love it about him that he, like you said one time, I think in here, he's a designer. He's an artist. You know, he makes beautiful things. He's just creative.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And I, in the creative side, I wrote down that he enjoys creating, you know, to be able to enjoy what he's made. Okay, what else?
I was going to say that I think something that I forget often is that God values rest. I mean, he values hard work, obviously, because he worked for 6 days. And then he made a particular choice to rest on that seventh day and take time to recuperate, good. Which I know I don't do a lot of and most of us as humans don't. So it's just, it's good to be reminded that that is also part of God's plan, is for us to rest and just be with him.
That's so good. And so, you know, as I was preparing this lesson, I was so convicted I'm not honoring my rest.
It's so, yeah.
It's amazing. Because he does. He enjoys it. What else?
Well, it's not here. I was just thinking of, I have this one book called Praying the Names of God. Mm-hmm. And Elohim is the name of Creator.
Yeah. That's so good. Mm-hmm. So, revelation of himself. I wrote down that God can take nothing and make something. And so when I'm thinking of my circumstances and I think there's just no way, I can trust that if he can take that which is formless and void and create the expanse of the universe and all that is within it, there's nothing that I can't face that he can't bring something from it. And that's astounding. That's astounding.
And it's astounding that we forget that. You know, really. I do. Sometimes I have to really.
Right.
You have to be purposeful, intentional.
I want to tie in with what Linnell said as well, that God enjoys his creation. So not just resting, but he takes the time to enjoy it. And we've had big, big snow here in the area. And the other day, I had somebody stop and say, hey, let me drive you across campus. And I'm like, no, thanks. They're like, why? It's cold. And I actually love looking at the snow.
It was beautiful.
To me, it's a worship experience. It's majestic. And I just really enjoy it. And so I, you know, that God takes pleasure in his creation, I need to pause to do that as well. That's a good one.
And I know one time we talked about the sunrise and sunset, but to me, you know, the beginning and the end, that just is so beautiful, how I can create those.
Yeah. Okay, so the fact that God created us in his image, what does that tell you about God?
I think it's, he's so relational. You know, the triune, you know, we think about the Trinity.
Right.
Everything in there is relational.
He desires.
He wants us to commune with him and everybody else.
Yeah, he desires that relationship. Desires community and relationship.
I saw something the other day that talked about longevity. And the number two, the first two on the thing were, I mean, they had exercise and food, all that stuff on it, but they were like all relational. Relationship with God, relationship with other people. But that is so important, to fellowship with others.
Yeah. I was reading this morning, this, I'm just going to tie it in because it fits. And Peter, I can't remember the exact verse, but in chapter 3, I think, he says, the end is near. Peter says this. He says, the end is near. You need to pray, be more disciplined about your prayer. You need to love more deeply. And you need to welcome people into your home and feed them and allow them to stay. And I thought, what funny words to say when he's talking about that the end is near. And then it occurred to me, if I have a respect and awe for my time, and I have a respect and awe for people, and I have a respect and awe for God, that in my time, it's not going to matter if the end is near or not. I will be a person of prayer. I will be a person who loves well. I will be a person who welcomes people and feeds people and takes care of people in my home. And so I think the point that he was trying to make is that we shouldn't be wasting of our time. And as I look at the creation account and how God has his time ordered out, and it's all for the purpose to get us to the place of rest, to have that communion with him and to have that communion with others, because when I stop working, that's when I get to enjoy my kids, and I get to enjoy my husband. I get to enjoy Peach, my dog. She's so happy. And, you know, to actually be and be blessed by being with the people that he has given me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the truths that we can take from the creation account.
And we have to remember, too, that the rest he gives us in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. you know, when we have our burdens and our fears and our whatever we have at that time, that rest is important.
Yeah, yeah. On the flip side, what does God say to man he must do? He gives commands. What are the commands?
You mean
be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
Okay, so be fruitful, multiply, and subdue.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling us to be like him and create, mm-hmm. and he's telling us, and then take care of. So there's both.
The rest is not do nothing. That's not it. That's not what he means at all. We're always supposed to be active for him.
Yes. Yeah. And so having that, that tells me that God trusts us. And I was sharing this with my women in class at the Open Door Mission the other day, and I go, do you understand the significance of the fact that God created everything? And then he says, okay, here,
mm-hmm.
you're in charge. Stewards. Take care of it. And we just sat in class in awe. He trusts me. And if I can understand that God trusts me, then that makes me want to be trustworthy. Mm-hmm. I'm more apt to be somebody who uses well what he's given me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I wanted us to ask the question, what do you learn about the people? And the people would be, man, it's pretty simple. So what do we learn about man? He is, we're going to reiterate what we've talked about already.
Made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the fruitful and multiply, and then to take care and oversee. So as I was going through and looking at this, we have to examine, does the passage have any repetitions? Are there patterns? Are there things that we see that happen over and over? And so...
Are you talking about words?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of, I don't remember the words in there. According to its kind.
Mm-hmm.
Use that one a lot when they talked about the animals,
right?
And the fish,
which I liked a lot because I mean, obviously, all of those are different. The birds of the air, mm-hmm. according to its kind, the fish of the sea, according,
right?
You know what I mean? It's like, there's but after many, every many, single many. Thing,
yep. right?
According to their kind. So, like, he was very intentional about making sure that they had the environment that particular kind mm-hmm. needed. And then the birds eat it. You know, I just...
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so good. So I was going through and all the repetitions that I could find. And on that particular repetition that y'all just did, I called it the naming and explaining. And I said, this is God's revelation of relationship and creation community. So what you were just saying and how the birds, he had the air, and then the birds that filled it. He had the sea and the fish that filled it. He mm-hmm. had the land and the beasts that filled it. And so I called it God's revelation of relationship and creation community, that every aspect has its sphere of community. And so kind of fun that he even thinks about that for the birds
mm-hmm.
and the fish and the beasts, which is kind of fun. Okay, what are other repetitions that you might see or patterns in this passage?
It is good.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. Everything he created was good.
Yeah, and the last one is very good.
Yeah.
But mine mm-hmm. says excellent.
One?
The last, yeah, the last verse.
That's yeah, cool. That's kind of fun. I wrote down, that's God's evaluation. Oh, okay, it's good. This is good, you know. That's kind of fun. All right, do you see any others?
This all happened on day one, day two,
okay,
day three.
Okay, so my translation was morning and evening the first day, morning and evening the second day.
Yeah.
And this is the order of time. Mm-hmm. This is God's taking time and putting order.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's what creation scientists refer to as the schema of order. And okay, and then did you guys find any others? If not, I'll share. I said, he said, God said.
Yep,
God
that's what said. I was going with. Yep.
And Bible Knowledge calls that the creative spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wrote it down as, oh, that's God's command. So as I went through and I looked at the patterns, listen to this, I saw God's command given, God's evaluation given. Oh, be fruitful and multiply is God's encouragement. The naming and explaining, God's revelation of relationship and creation community, and God's order and time. And so it's kind of fun, the things that we can see and the patterns of what God has revealed about himself and us and our circumstances. It's kind of beautiful. I just love it. Okay, so next I'm going to ask, was there anything in this particular passage of creation that you think that was like a command or a principle that we should apply, a promise that we should hold on to? These are some of the basic questions that we use when we do in-depth Bible studies. Anything that we think we should hold on to? Do you think we're still held accountable for be fruitful and multiply?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cultivating what he gave us.
Yeah.
And right. He's given us everything we need. It's talking about the food, you know.
True.
What we need.
So that's physical, but there's also the spiritual, and that he says, go make disciples mm-hmm. of all nations mm-hmm. and baptizing them in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you will be my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, to the outermost parts of the earth. And so the commands of being fruitful and multiply are physical, but then in the further on in the New Testament, it shows us how it is also
right.
spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a responsibility that we still have to this day to keep moving forward.
You know, something else that stood out to me in verse, I think it's 26, I have written down. It says, in our image. So once again, he's showing the Trinity.
Correct. Yeah. So I wrote this down because you guys know I love David Guzik. He says, when the Bible gives us history, it's right and true, and the events actually happened and are described. When the Bible gives us poetry, it's right and true. The feeling and experiences were real for the writer and ring true to the human experience. When the Bible gives us prophecy, it is right and true. The events described will come to pass just as it was written. When the Bible gives us instruction, it is right and true. It truly does tell us the will of God and the best way of life. And when the Bible tells us of God, it is right and true. It reveals to us what the nature and heart of God is as much as we can comprehend.
Mm. Right and true.
I know. And I think that's the whole point is that he's wanting us to understand that what Psalm 119 has to say. Linnell's going to read that verse for us.
While I love your commandments more than the finest gold, every law of God is right. Whatever it concerns, I hate every other way.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to God's word, it's good and true. And in every other way, this psalmist said, I hate every other way. Anything that is contrary to the word of God, he does not want, but he wants that which is of God. So we're about to come to the end of our section on the creation, and it's just such a fun section to study. There's so much more that we could have gone into, and we could have talked about the conflict with the dating of days. Is it 24 hours? Is it 1,000 years?
Yeah.
I'm a 24-hour person.
I am too.
We could go into the dominion mandate of taking care of creation. The main thing we need to remember is that God is creator, and we need to draw near to him and be thankful.
Amen.
God bless.